Hello, I'm Tara Cubis. I'm here to interview RTT for the Dominion Online Championship for 2021. Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm from Germany and live in Berlin. I'm 28 years old now, and yeah, I have a family with two kids. They are pretty young, so it's challenging, but yeah,
still fine.
I work in software engineering, and
but you still find time for Dominion even with two young kids. It's impressive.
Yeah, but it's a lot less now. Ever since this year, I think I stepped down a bit from League and try to keep the volume a bit lower so I can enjoy it even more when it happens. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is making the most of a one tournament run. You're all the way in top eight again. This is your third time, I believe? Fourth time?
Third time in a row, yeah. The other times I was eliminated a bit earlier.
I think that covers our first question. And then talking about some of your favorite like cards in Dominion, what would you say is your most favorite, least favorite, and the card you find most challenging?
My favorite cards haven't really changed. It's still like Tragic Hero and Capital for like the same reasons as last time, I think, and of course Captain for the art. And least favorite is still Possession and Swindler with Mountebank as a runner-up. Just because of the messy games that they can produce.
Mm-hmm. No changes from Menagerie?
Yeah, I think Menagerie cards are all pretty fine. I don't particularly hate any. I mean, Coven is a bit awkward because sometimes you just get eight curses at once, but most of the time you have enough time to prepare.
Yeah, Coven's an interesting one. And then the most challenging card, would you say?
I think for me it's like maybe Cavalry, because I haven't played that much Menagerie, and it's like kind of similar to Villa, but also different because you have it. It's somewhat duration draw, but also it's terminal, doesn't give you an action when you buy it. So it's really tough. You always want to draw more cards and return to the action phase, but sometimes adding another terminal just isn't what you really want, or what it's best for your deck. And yeah.
Yeah, juggling the short-term versus long-term aspects is always kind of challenging. So I guess we've talked a little bit about how you've made it into the top eight three times now. Could you talk about your Dominion career in general? Like, when did it start? Have there been highlights aside from these top eight finishes? And I mean, you finished higher than top eight even. And are there any particular breakthrough moments that you want to share, or some things that can inspire, you know, newer players, or say, oh, look how far I've come?
Yeah, I mean, career is a pretty big word. It's still just a hobby, but I started in 2011 when I got it for Christmas.
Happy 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, right. Well, almost right. At Christmas it will be.
Oh, yeah.
I got Intrigue right away, so no base set. And yeah, instantly was hooked. In January I got Seaside for myself and started playing more and more. Discovered Isotropic online and switched to online from time to time. And yeah, I also did another break for like 2 years in between and then rediscovered it, Dominion. Then I played in Dominion League and was quite successful over the last in the last year until my break. And went to the German Championship 2019, which was for the 10th anniversary of Dominion, where you got to the winner got to
put their face on a card,
be depicted on a promo card,
uh-huh.
And yeah, this was like the highlight of the career, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like winning that thing was pretty big.
Yeah, pretty impactful.
Also, it was very nice to have such a big in-person tournament with real cards.
Mm-hmm. How many people was
meeting
that?
Some of the you had to qualify. It wasn't that difficult, but you had to do it like a little bit. I went to one qualifier tournament in my town, and then at the finals there were like 50 people.
Okay.
Started with a Swiss round and then single elimination bracket for the top 16.
Mm-hmm. And I believe you did a write-up on the blog for that. Is that the one where you played
yeah.
Sicko in person?
Right. If you want to read that, I mean, Sicko was in the Swiss round, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember reading
some
that
other players
when I was new.
Yeah.
And I remember laughing at Online Dominion has made us weak.
Yeah.
So I guess that probably covers, you know, our next question about what was the most memorable game you've played, probably.
Right.
Winning.
That
and
was, still, the finals was pretty notable, right?
You, mm-hmm.
Where they're playing with real cards, quite a bit on the line, and a good opponent, but also a very fun atmosphere, spectators around the table. That was like pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being able to see your spectators, I imagine, is quite different from a number in the bottom right of your online client.
Yeah.
Do you prefer in person to online?
No.
It was just
so slow.
It was just the people watching you. That was fun.
Yeah, the social aspect was fun,
mm-hmm.
But shuffling cards is...
well, you get good after a while.
Not that.
So I think that after this championship, we have the Allies expansion coming out in like 2-ish months, right? Sometime around end of the year, start of next year. Allies, do you have any thoughts on that?
I'm looking forward to it. I think it will spice up Dominion once again. It's always great. I think Dominion needs new cards to stay attractive, even though there are a million of combinations. It still just kind of needs that shake up every once in a while, and that's great that we get another one. Yeah.
Do you have any effects or things that you want to see out of it, or rampant speculations?
Yeah, I mean, it's very vague what we know so far. There are these piles that you turn around, like split piles.
Mm-hmm.
I could imagine that there's like, imagine like a sauna Avanto, but like there are effects on the one card that you get to turn it around and then buy from the other pile, like some synergies between that, and you need to work to get to the other side.
Hmm.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. Are you going to be doing your live reaction videos like you did for Menagerie preview week, I think it was?
Yeah, I mean, if I find the time, surely.
Okay. I look forward to those. Those were exciting to watch. I was getting started just when I think that week was happening. And so getting to watch your videos, getting to watch those videos was cool.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah, I also watched some of your Dominion homework series, I think, when I was starting out. Those were quite useful.
Okay, yeah, cool.
So I guess
learning those two card combos. Mm-hmm. They don't happen that often, but if they do, you can have a free win if you know them.
Yep. And it's fun to, when someone asks, you know, how does this work? And we just link to a video. It's very convenient.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I guess for people listening, go check out RTT's YouTube channel. You have, what is it, musical covers, live reaction videos, Dominion.
Yeah, tournament play.
Homeworks, yeah.
And also for any Germans out there, I did a 101 start a course for strategy. That's has about 8 episodes now, where you, if you are really new to Dominion strategy, you can learn about the power of trashing and how to analyze the kingdom and stuff. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I always like seeing those, you know, very beginner-friendly how-to videos by all the pros.
Yeah, and I found out there are a few people who can't listen to English content that much, and they prefer German, so I wanted to help our community there.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of German players, so I can see how that's useful. And so then, looking forward, I guess, as we close up our interview, is there anything you're looking forward to for the rest of the tournament? I think you have a match scheduled on Saturday against, who was it?
Recycled Garbage. Recycled and Garbage, we rescheduled now for Sunday.
Ah, so okay. Got it. I will.
There's a big Dominion Sunday now, 3 championship matches. Ooh, in that'll be exciting. 3 hours.
Hopefully none of them run into each other, but they inevitably will.
Get your outs ready. You might have to get 2 or 3 accounts to watch them all.
Mm-hmm. We'll just hop between game 7s. But yeah, have you guys played each other? I believe Recycle Garbage was in A recently, and you were as well. I don't remember if they were the same season.
No, I never met him in League. We played a bit on ladder, but that was a year ago. And he improved a lot since then, I heard. So we'll be close, and yeah, we'll probably be a good match.
All right. Well, good luck. We will see you on Sunday, hopefully.
Yeah. Thanks.